Wild rice has been harvested by generations of Native Americans in Wisconsin. And now a Marquette University professor is tapping into the traditional knowledge of another group of Wisconsinites in an effort to begin growing the common white or brown rice that's a staple grain for many people.
Michael Schlappi is an associate professor of biology at Marquette University and is researching how to successfully grow rice on a commercial level here in Wisconsin. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
What are the necessary conditions for growing rice successfully?
Well, the rice I'm growing here, the type of rice requires flooding. So you have to have a paddy that can be flooded, and the rice needs to be flooded throughout the growing season from tiny seedling to, you know, harvest. So that's one of the main things. And rice doesn't like cold temperature either in general, and that's one of my research topics in my lab to investigate differences between cold tolerance and chilling tolerances of rice. So this is one of the challenges, drought would be a challenge and cold would be a challenge for rice.
And we normally do have cold temperatures in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So how do you get around that?
Well, that's part of my research, and I kind of had this vision, many years ago when I came here that Asian rice could be grown here, because I've seen it being done in northern Japan. So I figured this is a place with lots of water, so abundance of water, but nobody's growing rice. It's all soybean, corn, maybe wheat, stuff like that. And it happened, so my kind of vision, quote-unquote, happened around the time when there was a lot of drought in California. And I figured, well, since maybe there is going to be a lack of land or a lack of paddies in California, we could maybe replace this in the Midwest. So it comes, it's this research kind of that I'm doing to understand cold tolerance. This has to do more with growing seasons or growing regions in Arkansas, which grows the most rice. But they would like to grow rice earlier because they have like inclement weather in the fall. But then it came also to the stage, well, why not here in Wisconsin? Why not in a place where we have ample resources of water? Also, there's a lot of boggy land that people cannot use, farmers cannot use for wheat and soybean or corn. This could be used for rice. So this all, was the idea of doing this here.
And you've just put a rice paddy in the Mequon Nature Preserve. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the rice paddies, to establish something requires, not just ideas, but also manpower, engineers, funding. Funding is a big thing, right? For many years, I just experimented on rooftop paddies. I made little, 4x4 raised bed paddies at the rooftop of Marquette University to figure out which varieties of rice could be grown in Wisconsin. So that was the first step. But through contact, through connection with the Fondy Food Center, the Fondy Food Center now has access to land at the Mequon Nature Preserve, and because I was already part of the Fondy for a couple of years. Then now we had the opportunity to grow, to build paddies near some ponds from which we can then pump water into the paddies. So with funding and engineering and access to water, we were able to do this at the Nature Preserve. But it's through the connections, the community connections with the Fondy Food Center. Also there then come in the Hmong farmers, because I think 80% of the farmers who lease land from the Fondy Food Center are of Hmong origin.
Yeah, and so you're tapping into the knowledge and the expertise of some of these local Hmong residents. What prompted you to connect with that community?
Yes, I know you get it. The Hmong, the farmers, current farmers, many of them used to be, in refugee camps in Thailand or places like this. And when they came to the States, farming is kind of in their DNA, if you will. They're absolutely fantastic farmers, but they thought, you can't grow rice in a cold climate such as Wisconsin. But now I'm trying to convince them this is possible, and they still have the knowledge of what it needs to build a paddy, what it needs to plant rice. They've done it by hand, you know, 2 weeks ago we've done this. We had several sections of paddies, and one section was planted by Hmong farmers by hand. But ultimately, this is not going to be sustainable. But they at least they know they have done this before. They have all the knowledge, and the connection is simply through being, you know, farmers. We're both farmers. I'm trying to become a farmer, yes. But I met them as part of the Fondia Food Center connection.
Have they taught you things about rice that you learned from them by watching them?
I think one of the first things we've learned this year, because this is the first time we try to grow rice for production, so we want to try to sell it this year, have enough rice, at least an experimental level, so we can sell it on farmers markets, you know, maybe at the local outpost store in Mequon. Because it's the first large-scale production attempt, we thought, well, a you know, leveled paddy is enough, but what they pointed out, what I learned from the Hmong farmers, is it has to be perfect. It has to be perfectly leveled. And two farmers who just came here from Laos 2 years ago mentioned through a translator that they spend a lot of time leveling the paddies before they plant, and that's what we have to do next year. So that's the main lesson I've already learned from them.
We're talking right now with Michael Schlappi. He's an associate professor of biology at Marquette University, and he's looking into how hardy domesticated rice varieties could be grown and harvested here in Wisconsin. Michael, you have just put in this patch of rice paddies, if you will, over at the Mequon Nature Preserve.
Correct.
Does this fit into what the mission of that nature preserve is about?
Well, the mission, I think, is I'm a little bit rusty with all the details, but it's part of a land trust, Wisconsin Land Trust, to reestablish the area into what it used to be. And what used to be there were wetlands in this area of the nature preserve. But it's also legit to grow, perform agriculture, to grow stuff on parts that are zoned for that. And so there is a homestead farm that's part of the nature preserve, which I think is about 80 acres or so that can be used for agriculture. But what I think my mission is fitting in part of this restoration of the wetlands. We're making kind of artificial wetlands, but it's still attracting a lot of the wildlife that you would expect to be in a wetland, insects, amphibians, birds. And I think that's, I find that really nice that we can contribute to the mission of restoring the area to its almost natural state. Even though we can consider it artificial, nevertheless, it will be a wetland.
What comes next in your research then?
Next comes, so if we're successful, and I hope we will be, in selling this locally grown rice to at farmers markets, maybe give it or sell it to restaurants and organic stores such as the Outpost Natural Food. If we're successful doing this, we can reinvest this money into more research to find the best variety that can grow the best, that is maybe even a bit drought tolerant if we need that. So this is part of the research. I want to tie in my research in abiotic stress tolerance of rice with then developing an excellent variety that can grow locally and has the highest yield and is disease resistant and, you know, stress resistant, stuff like that.
And when are you eyeing for harvest? What is your point of harvest?
It should be around mid to late September. This year might be a bit later because we had a late start with a very chilly spring. And even though those plants can survive chilling temperatures, even cold temperatures, they're still sat there. You know, they were not developing too well. So this year it might be pushed into October. But I think what we want to achieve, so we want to grow rice or have a rice variety that flowers, makes seeds in early August, and then we can harvest it about mid-September.
Do you think that there's a market? Will people want to buy this rice grown in Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's a good question. So this part of this innovation grant I received from Marquette University to fund all this whole project, part of it is to involve students from the business school, from communications, you know, from advertisement and areas like that. So those undergrad students that work with me as interns, they're doing a little bit of market research, and they're trying to figure out whether there is the market. But I can tell you anecdotally already that I've been approached by local chefs who are really interested in using locally sourced food, and rice is one of the foods that you can't get locally in Wisconsin. So our project would be the first time that ever, you know, that Asian rice was grown at the scale that can be then, you know, pitched to places, to organizations like organizations, but restaurants and food stores. So yeah, there is, in anecdotally at least, there is quite a bit of interest. Also, I think people are more willing to pay more money for something that's organic and locally grown, instead of, you know, the carbon footprint would be very, very reduced the way we do this here.
Well, Michael, we'll look forward to updates on your work. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you. No, thanks for having me.
Michael Schlappi is an associate professor of biology at Marquette University. He joined us there to talk about research on growing rice in Wisconsin that has tapped into the expertise of local Hmong residents.